We'd get on the corners and play, well, either kick the stick. We'd have a stick and put it on our foot and kick it, you know. And when they'd go to get the stick, and you run just like baseball. You'd mm-hmm. run the bases, you see. And we used to play what they called hunter hay. Hunter hay, we used to call it. And we'd stand at one corner, and a bunch of them would stand at the next corner, and they'd all give the high sign, and then they'd run and hide. Well, we used to have, the stores would be open at nighttime, and they used to have a display of furniture and all on the sidewalk and everything. Those days, you didn't have to be afraid of anything. And the only thing you were afraid of, every once in a while, you'd see a drunken man. And that would see him swaying from one side to the other. We were scared then. But you'd go and hide, and the other group would have to find you, you know. But it was so funny. We used to be able, they let us go hide in the furniture stores or behind the furniture or something like that.
Just a bunch of kids running through the store.
Neighborhood kids. And but you never thought of destroying anything or anything like that, you know. And then sometimes we'd play a game just sitting on the neighbor's step, and they'd say, heavy hangs over your head. And they'd be holding something, you know, and you'd have to guess who it was and what it was they were holding over you. Oh, yeah, those days you really had lots of fun, and it was quiet. And they used to have out in the further towards the river, and they used to have on Friday nights they would have what they called a fish fry. We never did go to it, but we used to be able to see them from where we were, you know. The restaurant, that is. Well, it was a restaurant, I guess, but they used to have the light out there to let them know the fish fry was going on, you know, and people would go in there and eat and everything, but...
What about around Adele?
Adele Street? Now, I never did go on Adele Street, but they say that was really the heart of the Irish Channel. And but I know I went to school with a girl that lived on Adele Street, but she was a very sweet girl.
Was it poorer than the rest
of well, them? It all depends, honey. They now these people were I imagine they were just about as well off as we were, and we weren't poor. We were not rich. We didn't have a lot of clothes and things like that, you know, and they say it was a pretty rough neighborhood, but as far as that was, it wasn't as bad as as it is out there in the project now, you know, and but
it was bad by comparison,
right.
Have you done much traveling, or have you been active in clubs or
no
churches, things like that?
No, very, very. I used to always go out and do some collecting, you know, for these different projects, you know, like for the Heart Fund and for the different multiple sclerosis and things like that. But to say that I did any kind of, I don't think so.
What about traveling?
Traveling? No, dog, just to go visit my daughters when they were in St. Louis, you know. And we used to all pile in the car and go, my husband and the eight children and myself. We'd travel on up to St. Louis for as long as we could stay, which wasn't, it all depended on how much time my husband had. And he used to work